Dr. Ngozi Azike joins us on WGN, the State Director of Public Health. Doctor, welcome back to the show. You're on WGN.
Thanks so much for having me again, John.
Last time we spoke, you said that if we get to phase five, the second week of June, it'll be like pre-pandemic. You won't have to socially distance. You won't have to wear a mask. You can put 40,000 people in Wrigley Field. Are we still saying that, and are we still on track to do that, Doctor?
Well, John, I want to make sure that we quote me accurately. We said that there wouldn't be restrictions on, you know, capacity limits. You know, we will continue to follow the rules that CDC prescribes in terms of people who are unvaccinated. You know, the mask may have gone away from people who are vaccinated in many circumstances. Of course, there are still circumstances where you have to use it on transit and healthcare settings.
Understood.
But we will follow the CDC, but the capacity restrictions will go away, and it will look like, you know, 2019.
Now imagine that. But in phase five then, Doctor, if you have not yet been vaccinated, you are still asked to wear a mask. Is that correct?
Yes, you still are asked to wear a mask, especially in the indoor settings that we know are the riskiest locations. You know, more than 5 million Illinoisans have been vaccinated, but that's more than half the state that hasn't been vaccinated. So we still need to protect and look out and not allow that infection to continue spreading amongst those who don't have this great protection afforded by the vaccine.
And I guess there's nothing we can do about the incongruity of that. That is, the people who have not gotten vaccinated by choice are probably the least likely to wear a mask after June 11th. We just have to live with that.
There's not a lot we can do. You know, I know that there might be some in that category. I know that there are some who are fully vaccinated that will feel more comfortable wearing their mask in certain situations. So even, you know, seeing if someone has a mask or doesn't, it'll be hard to know exactly what's going on because everyone is doing what's, you know, best for them and maybe their medical situation.
And how are we doing, Doctor? Are we still on pace to hit June 11th and be in phase five?
I continue to be cautiously optimistic. The numbers are going down. The case positivity and the test positivity rates are like the lowest that we have seen. And that's thanks to people masking and now getting vaccinated. So, yes, we're on track. Fingers and toes crossed that this really keeps up. So, yeah, a lot to be excited about.
The governor of New York stated this week that all New York school children will go to in-person learning in the fall. Is Illinois ready to make a statement like that?
I hope that we will be very soon. You know, things are looking good, and I'm hoping that they will get better. We have to see what the summer brings. And, of course, you know, as great as things are in Illinois, we know that the rest of the world is having significant issues. And will that come back to affect us? You know, time will tell. That those chapters haven't been written yet.
Yeah, right. I mean, June 12th, we could have a surge for all we know right here in Illinois, right? There's just no way to know.
We hope not. But yeah, I guess, you know, COVID has definitely thrown us some curveballs. I think we're getting better able to even field those. But, you know, we have to just be vigilant and keep paying attention to what this virus does.
I don't mean to discount what you just said, but if, in fact, it does come back, do we have in plan a 4.5 or what will the new regimen be if we do have to go back into some sort of COVID protocol?
Yeah, again, it will depend on what we're seeing. You know, we are getting a lot of protection from the fact that, you know, 87% of seniors have been vaccinated and, you know, they were the highest risk. And so as more and more people get vaccinated, even 100,000 12 to 15-year-olds have been vaccinated. Hmm. So just the people who can spread it, the people who would be most ill, all of those high vaccination numbers are helping it hopefully stem any, you know, overwhelming of our hospital system, which is really one of the key things that I'm looking to avoid.
Other states are doing things like lotteries for people to get vaccinated. They got over 100,000 people to get vaccinated in Ohio with the promise that five of them would win $1 million. Did you all consider anything like that here in Illinois?
Of course we did. As soon as I heard that, I got on the phone with some key players in the education industry and some of our education partners across the state saying, look, we've got to do this. So we're hoping to put that together and announce something soon.
What will that be like? Do you have an insight for us?
Well, again, we have to work out the details, but we just want to encourage people, you know, especially our youngsters. We want to have something for both the young people, something tied to education, which is just a great incentive for both the children themselves and their parents who might be footing the bill. And then we also want to have something for adults, too. We don't want to leave them out of the mix. So definitely there'll be a couple of things going on to encourage everyone to get vaccinated for the chance at a pretty awesome prize.
So the carrot will be education related, like scholarship money or something like that?
Yeah, that's definitely on the table right now. And I hope that, you know, when you bring me back, I'll have more details.
No, I want it right now. I want you to tell us right now what it is, Doctor.
We're taking donations, John. Let me know how much you can put in the pot.
Yeah, well, that is part of the problem. And then, you know what, also, no good deed sometimes goes unpunished. But if you do that and it works and it saves lives and it, you know, makes everybody safer, someone's going to say, wait a minute, I got the vaccine for nothing. So would you grandfather in people who have also been vaccinated?
You know, that's a really important point, because we have to also reward the people who did the right thing right off the bat. And so really trying to have everybody have a chance at this is important. So I receive that comment, and that is actually being figured into the plan as well.
When I wonder in the CDC or the likes of you were first figuring out how are we going to safeguard a state, or Dr. Arwady was considering how do we safeguard a city, did you all anticipate that you would need to offer incentives to people to get the vaccine? Remember, at first it was, what will the test be like? Will it be accurate? Can I get tested? And then, we get a vaccine. And it's like, oh, it's the holy grail of medicine. And then did you think you would have to bribe people to take the vaccine? Was that part of the sort of infrastructure of this whole thing to begin with?
You know, I would push back on the word bribe, but incent people.
Yep,
you
sure.
Know, yeah, absolutely. You know, we definitely have such things in place when you're trying to encourage people to participate in follow-up studies. We have stuff when you're encouraging people to, whether it's get HIV testing, et cetera. So that is something that has been a part of science and trying to encourage people, nudge people to participate. So yeah, totally anticipated. You never thought that, you know, 95% of people would line up on day one and all get it. You knew there would be that big group at the front, at the outset, that would go for it. And then at the end, you'd kind of need more education, need more support, make it easier for them, you know, try to incentivize. So that's where we are.
Just one quick question from our listener, then I'll let you go, Dr. Ezekiel. Darla, you're on WGN. What can we do for you?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My son is getting married mid-June, just about 6 days after June 11th, and at the Cultural Center. And my question is, we're in the process of sending out invitations, getting RSVPs. The people that are fully vaccinated, if we have tables of people that are fully vaccinated, not everybody's going to be vaccinated, we know that. Do those tables still need to be 6 feet apart?
What do you say, Doctor?
Yeah, so again, because you're in the city of Chicago, I would definitely defer to my wonderful counterpart, Dr. Arwady. But, you know, it is going to be after, hopefully, you know, we're in that phase five. And so, you know, the rules will change significantly, and probably there won't be as much of the social distancing as there was, especially for a largely vaccinated population. So, you know, I would definitely defer to CDPH for their specific rules, because sometimes they look a little bit different.
Right.
All of the jurisdictions are allowed to do things a little different. But I think it's going to be a beautiful wedding. Congratulations. I have a brother that's getting married, I think, that same weekend. And I think it's going to be a wonderful celebration.
Dr. Ezekiel, thanks for joining us. And Darla, hold the line for a minute, because I think a lot of people have similar kinds of concerns. Doctor, thanks for joining us. It's always a delight to talk to you, and let us know when we can talk more about that incentive program, okay?
Absolutely. Get the vaccine. It's the antidote to our lost freedom. We got to get our freedom back.